there, I'm your challenge host, Evna Curry. Welcome back to the Assertive and Like 10-Day Challenge, where you'll design your very first Assertive and Like script. Now it's time to quit tiptoeing and start leaving your footprint. Let's get started. Welcome to day 5 of the 10-Day Assertive and Likeable Challenge. Time has come to finally script that first draft for that assertive and likable conversation that you've been avoiding. Get your pen, your paper, and let's get going. We are going to script your breakthrough conversation. This is the first script, the skeleton of your script. And it's super easy with this simple formula. So here's what we're gonna do today. You're gonna script that one important but scary conversation that you wanna have so that it doesn't feel as scary anymore by the end of this. A couple things to take into consideration. Follow the script, focus on what you want, not on what you don't want, and then incorporate information from the previous lesson on assumptions about what the other person knows about you. We'll get into the details of this. So here we go. Script your breakthrough conversation, your speaking up moment. This is a moment of truth with this 4-simple-step assertiveness formula, very well-known formula. You're gonna be able to plan your conversation, speak up in a respectful, non-aggressive way. So here are the 4 steps, super easy. Number 1, describe the situation factually. Describe what you've observed, the behaviors observed. Describe the situation, give context, and be very fact-based. This is not about emotions. This is not about inventing things or talking about your interpretation of the facts. No, this is facts. This is a situation. This is something, because this is the first step, you don't want people to argue with it. You're going to just say what it is and be as detailed as you can. Not generic. You're going to say what you observed and hopefully it's specific enough that the other person can remember and relate to it. And again, ideally, you don't want this to be something that happened a year ago, 5 months ago, because no one's going to remember exactly what happened. So for example, you could say, I noticed that you canceled our one-on-one meeting 5 times in the last month. And if they actually ask you which times, you could give them the specific examples. You could show them on your calendar if they wanted. So that's how factual it has to be. This is not, oh, you're being considerate with me. No. That's judgment, right? You're not doing that. You're just saying, this is what I noticed. This is what I saw, or this is the situation. That's step number 1, context, describing the situation factually. Step number 2, express how you feel about the situation. This is about owning the feeling. You can state the impact of that situation on you, on your emotions, on your goals, and on other people as well. This is where you use your I statement. So this is how I feel, not this is what you make me feel, right? Very different. So for example, you could say, I'm confused about what our priorities are and deadlines are approaching soon, so this is going to be a problem. You see how you expressed, I'm confused, and this is where it's also important to have a little bit of emotional vocabulary. It helps. So I'm confused about what our priorities are, what we need to do here, and the deadlines are approaching soon, which is a problem, obviously. So this is different than, you make me confused, or this is a big problem and it's all because of you. Right? That's no good. Step number 3, specify what you want, not what you don't want. Extend an invitation so that the other person can support you on what you want. So you can ask for a change in their behavior, in the situation, and then they get to choose if they want to say yes or no. But this is the moment to specify what you want. So for example, I'd like to have a one-on-one meeting with you this week, if you can make it work. Or I'd love to have a one-on-one meeting with you by the end of this week. Or I'd love to have my performance evaluation done on time, by the deadline. Whatever that is, make sure that it's specific, it's actionable. It's not, well, I want you to be fair with me. That's too generic. People don't understand what that means. Right? You have to be specific as possible, and it needs to be actionable. Ideally, you do 1 ask at a time, 1 thing. You don't list 10 things that you want all at once, because they're not going to do it, right? You want 1 thing at a time. And avoid asking a change in their personality or to change them as a person. For example, don't say something like, Could you grow up a little bit? Could you be more responsible? Again, what does that mean? Be more, that's an attack. Could you be more responsible? Or, you know, can you be less aggressive? Again, that's not helpful, right? Can you be less aggressive? Can you be less hostile? It doesn't mean anything. Nobody can work with that. So avoid that kind of request. And then finally, outcome. Outcome is about what would happen if they do what you want them to do. So give them a reason to accept your invitation to support you or to change their behavior based on the request that you made in the specify section of this equation so that they want to help you. This could be the benefit or a consequence if they choose to accept that invitation and do what you want them to do. So for example, you could say, hey, that way I can let our stakeholders know what to expect. That way we can work better together. Or that way we can be more productive. Or that way we can meet the deadline and keep our boss happy. Whatever it is, give them a good reason, remind them of the reason, even if they know, of why them accepting the invitation to change something is a good idea. All right, that's it. That's the four steps for your assertive script. Very easy. So go ahead and script your chosen speaking up moment conversation. Think about one career goal that you had and that one person that could help you achieve that goal and script it. This is the basic skeleton and we're going to enhance it going forward. Here's some do's and don'ts. Do's, be direct and clear. This is the core of being assertive. These four steps. This is the basic part of being assertive. So it's you expressing what you have to say unapologetically and without holding back. Make sure that you integrate the assumptions that we talked about. For all those assumptions that you may be having, that you've identified in the past lessons, consider including them here as a statement about yourself or as a question so that you can better understand the other person's perspective too. And then read it out loud, say it out loud, try your script out and see how it feels coming from your own voice. Now, don't worry about being nice here. This is about what you need to say. We'll deal with being nice later. Don't accuse or judge others. Speak up unapologetically for yourself. Take responsibility for what you're saying. This is not about other people or blaming other people. And don't control others or tell them what to do, what they have to do. This is expressing what you want them to do and inviting them to support you, to be part of it, but not commanding, not controlling. Here's the first step. Write down this first part of the script, describe the situation. At least you have the situation, or at least write down the whole script, one draft. Don't even think about it too much. Just follow the script, write it down. You can do this in 1 minute if you want. And try it out, read it out loud. How did it go? How do you like your script so far? How does it feel? All right, well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the lesson and I will see you in tomorrow's lesson. Well, thank you for joining us today and I'll see you in tomorrow's lesson. Until then, have a wonderful day.